how many of you have been to rodeo, specifically the barrel racing, but I feel like an antsy barrel horse right now. Just need to bring it down a little bit. It's great to be here this morning. So wonderful to see each and every one of you here as I gaze out. Encouragement to me, encouragement to each other. I pray that we can be. God's glad that we're here. This last week, I had an opportunity to go drop it back to White, help the neighbor friend there kind of get ready for an auction sale. Brother's in the process of building a house right now, and I guess with that I would ask prayers for him and his family. And deployed, I think maybe about 10 days left, maybe first part of September, the middle of September. He's kind of in crunch time right now, trying to get house as far along in the process as he can get it. So I spent the last week back there, and it's good to be home. It's good to be with you guys this morning. So the title of the lesson today is Give It to God. Kind of conversation that I had actually last Sunday before it left, that statement was made, you know, it's kind of our option, really our only option is God. So I've been thinking about that this last week. I was working stuff, and there was several times that I had some really good thoughts, but I guess I scratched it down on the tie-back or something, but, you know, 3 feet in the air, in our quest to be perfect managers in most aspects of our lives, we often forget and forget that we have a helper. I was more of a techie person, PowerPoint, I just thought I would have as big a letters as we could fit up there. Public service announcement. God's on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. He doesn't take it at all. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of life. We don't spend enough time communing with God. I know that I'm guilty of that. I've heard it said before. Trying to preach to yourself. And so this, I hope that this lesson will help you guys this morning, but it's kind of for myself. So. But it's important that we remember that God is there waiting for us. First scripture I'd like to look at this morning is Acts 17. Kind of cheated because it had more than one verse, so I posted this in here so I can get to it quick. Acts 17, chapter 17, verse 26 through 27 says, "And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the pre-appointed times and boundaries of their dwelling, so that they might, that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grow for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us." I take comfort in that verse when I read that. God's not far from us. You know, and We live in this physical world. God is a spirit. But I believe that if we tune into Him, we can feel His presence. You may not be able to see Him, but we can feel Him, and He's there. So, you know, one of the things that causes me to hesitate sometimes in life is fear. Different types of fear. This morning, there's a fear of being eaten by a shark. Some people are afraid of heights. There's physical fears like that. You know, when I look at myself and some of the things that struggle with, make me hesitate, maybe God is directing to be one. Fear of the unknown. We don't know the decisions that we make, what the outcome is going to be. So we hesitate. Fear of the what ifs, you know, which kind of goes along with the unknown. We can sit there and go, what if this, what if that? The fear of failure. You know, some people are more competitive than others and really don't like to fail. But I guess the main area in our life that we really don't want to fail on is when it comes to knowing the Lord. The verse that I'd like to look at in reference to fear is 1 John 4. 1 John 4, chapter 17 through 19 says, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. This fear involves torment. The one who fears has not been perfect in love. So perfect love casts out fear. So the more of this perfect love that we have, the less fear that we're going to have. Is the way that I understand that. So then we have to back up and ask the question, okay, well, how do we find this more perfect love? Excuse me. And I laughed almost out loud to myself. When a verse will come to you, but you don't know exactly where it's at, and I know there was a verse talking about God and love, and so I looked it up, and I, one of these, I'm like, it's the verse right before that. So let's back up to verse 16, 1 John 4, 16. We have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. So God is love. This perfect love that we're looking for, it's in God. So the more God we have, the more love we have, and the less fear we have. What a wonderful thing that is, that we can come to God, and He is going to richly bless us. So the question is, how can we draw closer to God? One of the ways we can draw closer to God. For the answer for that, I think that we need to look to Jesus. Jesus in everything. Let's look at Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, verse 16. He This is it's after Jesus had cleansed the leper, and crowds gathering up there, and they wanted to Jesus to heal them, infirmities and stuff. And so, verse 16, it says, "So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed." And I can remember conversations with Calvin about this. People have different ways of drawing off into the wilderness, I guess, if you will. I don't know anybody that's ever spent any time camping or backpacking, or maybe even fencing by yourself. There is something to be said about the quietness and peacefulness of being out away from all of the distractions, being in tune with God and communing with Jesus himself, and this isn't the only example, there's others to talk about, Jesus going into the wilderness and praying. And you know, well, we ask the question, well, why couldn't he have stayed there and prayed? Why did he have to draw away? I believe it's because he needed that time. So I came up with a little, you know, Jesus in this technological world that we live in, with all electronic devices and distractions and stuff, I think it's so important that we remember to take the time and to do what Jesus did here. Jesus unplugged from the world to plug into God. He took that time for himself. He got away from the distraction, and he plugged into God, he prayed to God, he communed with God. So I think that's a huge example for us. The next verse that I would like to look at is Mark 14. Mark chapter 14. Verse 32-36. This is Mark's account of Jesus and the disciples in the garden. Verse 32. Then they came to a place which is named Gethsemane. He said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he took Peter, James, and John with him, and began to be troubled and deeply distressed. And he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch." He went a little farther and fell on the ground, and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will." Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Jesus recognized the power of God. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things. Christ strengthens me. We see here that Jesus in his hour, probably greatest hour of sweating drops of blood, stress was so much on him. Where did he turn to? He turned to his Father, he turned to God, he plugged into God, he prayed to God. So, Jesus gave it all to God. see that throughout all the scripture, that he never wanted to take credit for anything himself. He was always giving credit to God. And so Jesus gave it all to God. Kind of short, but that is what I was parents, anybody that struggle with anything like prayers or church, really love to pray for you. If there's anybody that's been thinking that they would like to seek a deeper relationship with God, they'd like to study. Certainly help you all with that too, or if there's anybody that's thinking about baptism or have questions about baptism, how do we find the salvation that we read about in the Bible? I'm gonna talk to somebody that talk to anybody. And sing our focus on.